Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Analysis, breakdowns, and the latest motorboating report. Here's Petey Mac with the best damn sports segment, period, on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Breaking it down.
Rain Wilson later this hour. Actually, later this break.
Yeah, about 10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Wang Down would be a rival to Helmet Up.
Yes, it would. Yeah, you guys are part of the Wang Down Club. I'm the Helmet Up Club. That's a good point. I'm a Helmet Up. You're a Wang Down, I'm guessing. Since I think the only Helmet Up guy in the crowd.
I think so.
In this crowd, I mean.
The rest of us tend to go with gravity.
My brothers, I'm always.
As long as it's not to the left.
There are guys that wear one side, too, man.
It's so, up or right.
Yeah.
Mine's up. I can't Wang Down.
I can't Wang Down either. It bugs me, man.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one. People check in every time we do the Wang Down, Wang Up bit.
What a great bit. 11-point underdog Miami Dolphins and the Cheaters' 8-game win streak.
Mine's got a free reign.
Yeah.
Is it just where?
Let it go wherever it wants.
Well, the older it gets, it goes where it wants. That's a good point.
Well, you don't wear underbritches, though, do you?
Yeah, I do. You got those loose pants.
Yeah. For years, you didn't wear underwear. Yeah.
Just
don't ask me how I know.
Yeah. Bill Belichick, very insightful afterwards.
Well, it was you, baby.
He was asked if his team was looking past the Dolphins. He said, no, give me a break.
Of course they were. Yeah.
What did you see from your team? Not good enough.
Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and then they try to see their onside kick attempt at the end of the game.
No, I missed it.
It was like a
brutal,
the weirdest thing I've ever
bad
seen.
Bad onside kick.
Had no
it was
chance.
Obvious they don't do the onside kick. They don't practice it very much, apparently.
They don't need it too often.
No.
It was just like it looked like they got into a huddle.
They don't need it, exactly.
And the ball went like 4 yards. They never had a chance and asked what that was all about. He said, they recovered it.
Was it as bad as that time the dude from the Steelers tried to cross his foot behind
him?
Yeah,
remember that.
And Dan there tripped himself?
Yeah. Tricky.
That's still, I think, is the worst one ever.
Yeah, you know, he did that 1,000 times in practice. He probably nailed it, too, because that's what soccer guys could do that.
Oh, yeah.
This was
close, though. It dribbled about 3-4 yards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Miami even fell on it.
No.
I mean, they would have gotten it either way.
No, they recovered it. And I'm sure nobody in mainstream media this week will say, the millions of dollars is Belichick is costing himself by being an ant.
Right. No, exactly.
No. The Eagles are a division winner without Carson Wentz, so they go from worst to first. And there's potential three other teams that could join them in that. Jacksonville, the Panthers, the Clippers could all go from worst to first. That'd be four teams.
It's amazing.
It is. That's the NFL for you. And as usual, at least four teams that were not in the playoffs last year will be in this year.
That's good for the NFL, actually.
It is. Yeah. It keeps things fresh. And if the playoffs started today, and they do in 3 weeks, Steelers would be the 1 seed. Cheaters the 2 seed.
And they play this week.
Yep, they play this week.
Which doesn't really matter to that game. Although Todd made one point, if the Steelers do beat them, there'll be 2 games up.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. But the fact is, it didn't matter if the Pats lost last night or not.
Helps.
Same with the Steelers. Well, if they win.
It definitely helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's in Pittsburgh. They got that.
That's the afternoon game, right?
And 3 or so, I'm
going to watch a little film and show that the Patriots can be had.
Oh, I always thought they could, but I think last night proved it. Their defense hasn't been good for a long time. And if you can shut the offense down, which apparently the Dolphins did.
Dolphins did, yeah.
And Brady's showing his age, maybe.
Oh.
Whatever.
Well,
he's 60.
That stinks they played poorly the week heading.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now they're ready.
Sorry for that.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Jacksonville would be a 3 seed. Think about that. The Chiefs may not win their division, but right now they'd be a 4. The Titans a 5, and the Bills a 6. The Ravens, Clippers still really have a chance to get into the playoffs. And then the other side.
Bush's Packers.
Yeah. The Packers right there with the Lions and the Cowboys, Seattle. Right now, though, the Eagles will still be the one, the Vikings the two. And then the same teams right there, the Rams, the Saints, the Scams, and the Falcons.
All right.
And if the draft started today.
Hey, your boys, right?
Yeah, they'd be the five still.
Oh, still the five pick.
Yeah, right now the Browns would have the first and the sixth pick, though, which is kind of worth watching to watch them screw up two.
Yeah,
first
they screw
round
up both of them.
Yep. And I was kind of wondering what the Carson Wentz injury would do to the odds in Vegas, and it did affect them immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And now the Vikings are the favorite to win the NFC. And they're also favored ahead of the Eagles, obviously, then, I guess, to win the Super Bowl. The Cheaters, the pick, and the Steel, second.
No, I don't watch much of your
game. And
then
a little bit of space into the NFC.
The Vikes, because I've heard they're calling for your boy to come in at quarterback now again.
Daddy.
Yeah, how'd Keenan do?
He did fine.
He was fine. Yeah, he was rough early, but he was fine.
The highlights I saw, it looked like the defense was your issue.
Got it.
Yeah,
run defense. And then there are a couple offensive linemen got hurt at the end, so he's getting pressured a lot more. Wasn't his fault.
No, how are you guys picked? I'm not saying that you don't have a good team, but how are you picked over? Because obviously Carolina's looking really good now, right?
Yeah.
And the Saints.
And Carolina's at home against the Packers, right?
Yeah. That game's in Carolina.
The reason they're picked over that is because that's where the money's going.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Their defense has shown to be a little more solid. And Seattle or the Scams hadn't shown the ability to run the ball at all until.
Well, he can.
No, he cracked off a 60-yard.
He ran 60 yards.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Vikings 8-1. 8-1. Eagles 10-1. Saints 12-1. Rams 14-1. A bunch of teams at 16-1.
That's why they played on the
including
field.
Including the Jaguars.
Because college football's gone away. Just goes away now.
And could Aaron Rodgers coming back make the Packers' odds any different?
He
might return.
It might change a little unless he's going to start playing cornerback.
Yeah.
That'd really help him.
Yeah.
I know you guys have mentioned this, but Marshall Faulk, Heath Evans, Ike Taylor, three prominent parts of NFL Network's NFL coverage, have
been suspended
as an investigation into sexual harassment allegation goes on. This is from a former NFL Network employee. Apparently she was kind of like a makeup or wardrobe gal.
Chalk's grabbing ass, right?
Yeah, Faulk.
And dink pics, too.
Reportedly, Faulk was asking probing questions about her sex life. He grabbed her breasts and her booty.
Can't do that.
Ike Taylor sexted pictures of himself, and including a video of him masturbating in the shower.
Man.
Donovan McNabb still involved in this one.
Where me and Puss both want to look for that one.
Yeah. All right. That's your Steeler gift shop.
Hang on here.
Jim, your daughter just said that my underwear are horrible. That is not good for my self-esteem.
Since when is she my daughter all of a sudden?
Dad, mom is a nightmare. A horrible, low-class nightmare.
Why can't you be loyal to me? She's going to go off to college. I will be the one here when you're old and feeble.
I just want to eat some meat. The meat is ready. Dinner is served. I was watching Worldwide Wrestling very peacefully just moments ago.
I love how movies are set in the early 80s, and that's ancient times for a lot of people. Well, it is for us, but it's for new people. This movie's set in 1982. It's called Permanent. We got Rainn Wilson on with us. Hey, Rainn, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Big fans, by the way. Real quickly, we talked to you right when Backstrom was coming out, and I liked the show. I thought it was very funny. I thought you were great in it. And I know it's about a rating situation like that, but do you think you got a fair shot?
No, I don't. I think that, you know, the numbers that we had at Backstrom were the same as a lot of numbers that are still on the air.
Yeah.
It's kind of, there's a decline in viewership because of so many streaming services. I think we should still be on the air. It was a great show, and Hart Hansen, who created Bones, he's a great showrunner, and it was doing well internationally, and I think it would have been terrific.
Yeah, I was bummed. I was bummed
really
too.
Bummed about that.
I was bummed too. I mean, granted, because it was a really good show, and I thought it was a great premise, and you know, and you in that situation, I thought made it. So I'm sorry to hear that, but your career continues.
Yeah.
You run in the Hollywood circles more than we do. Why do networks commit to shows that seem to be like not as good as Backstrom?
You know, if I could answer that question, oh my God, I have no idea. You know, how and why creative decisions get made in Hollywood is really beyond me. You know, fortunately, there's a lot of you know, because of these streaming services, there's a lot of great alternatives and kind of more creative risks being taken and some great shows and great entertainment.
Yeah, which allows you to do movies like this.
Yeah. Like, give us a quick synopsis of the movie Permanent.
Yeah, so Permanent is a family comedy, coming-of-age comedy, set in 1982 when everyone had bad hair. What was your guys' hair like?
You know what? 82. I was in college in 82, so I started to get. I had a mustache.
Mullet.
Yeah, the mullet was coming in. It was. I had the bi-level haircut for sure. It was right across the ears. Went straight back, and it went down. But the back wasn't quite as long. In mid 80s, it got longer in the back. Yeah,
I was bi-level working on a mullet. On my way to a mullet.
Now you're a little younger than us, but you were probably in high school in 82. So, what kind of hair did you have in 82?
It was, you know, it was kind of a remnant of the late 70s.
Got it.
It was a little bit Sean Cassidy, like it had to be feathered.
Oh, yeah.
Than
oh,
the middle,
oh, no, my hair
dried.
Was, yeah, that, okay, that was yeah. exactly what I looked like. Yeah. Feathered, blow in the middle, blow yeah. dried, and and feathered, exactly.
A version of the Shag.
Yeah.
But you play a dad in 82, so you just look like you do now, right?
Well, no, I had to shave my head in this movie.
Oh, really?
One of the most unfortunate things that's ever happened. I had it. Shaved my head and had a toupee on for most of the movie. And it's with Patricia Arquette, who's just fabulous.
She's great.
Fantastic actress and great human being. And it's a really heartwarming comedy. And it's great counter-programming to Star Wars that comes out the same night.
Yeah.
So if you... I know.
That's okay.
Once you've seen Star Wars, once everyone in the world has seen Star Wars, then they're gonna hunger for a different kind of movie.
Yeah.
And then they'll go the next day and they'll go see Permanent.
Now, is Permanent? You think Permanent's out there because it's a different thing, or did they choose the weekend of Star Wars?
Yeah, just as a little counter programming.
Well, yeah, I think you know. There's going to be a few people. There's going to be a few dozen people that don't want to see laser gun fights. And
yeah, of course there are. Yeah.
Want to see, you know, a family comedy that's a little quirky. And so I think the good folks at Magnolia Pictures put us out on that same weekend.
All right. Now, do you want to see the laser gun fight?
I do.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
I do.
Okay.
Of course I do. In fact, I wish that we had laser guns
in Permanent.
It would have everything.
Rain Wilson.
Bad haircut.
You mentioned bad haircuts. Can you play the drums? Because The Rocker's a funny movie. Can you play the drums?
I can. I'm not great.
All right.
But I can muddle my way through the drums pretty good. But I learned to play for that movie.
I was going to say, because, you know, we all watch That Thing You Do, and those guys learn to play the actual song. Could that band in The Rocker play the song?
No.
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 How many man hours do you figure you put in?
We faked it pretty well.
You did fake it pretty well.
We could fake it pretty well.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but we couldn't actually play the music.
Okay,
we never claimed to.
This is a tough question, I'm sure, but I had to throw it out there because, you know, everybody in this room just adored The Office. What is your favorite episode?
My favorite episode?
Of The Office.
I would say, I have so many, but one of my very favorites is one called Money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was season 4 or 5. It was one of those longer episodes. And it's where Dwight takes Jim and Pam out to his bread and breakfast.
Yeah.
Bed and breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Moe's chases the car down and reads them a Harry Potter in their bed. And it's a really weird
I just saw
our sports guy Pete. He just saw
one.
He said,
"I'm so glad you said that."
He
one,
just
man.
Saw. He's watching it. It's on Netflix right now.
Watching it on Netflix.
Yeah, Office on Netflix now. Rainn Wilson. The movie's called Permanent.
Yeah, but that's what.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the Office lives on, man.
Yeah.
Now it's like more popular than ever. It's like the number one comedy on Netflix, and everyone is watching it. And all these kids are growing up watching it too. So it's great.
which is great. Yeah, yeah. When shows like, I watched it in real time all those years. I watched it every season in real time. So now that I watched it all, although I will watch reruns, it's almost sad because people can discover it for the first time, and you know we've already seen it. So that's
so
good.
Well, that's good. We discovered a lot.
I talked to so many kids who have said, like, I've seen every episode 17 times.
Man.
And I'm like, you need to seriously get a life. That is terrible.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That is a terrible use of your time.
Is there a downside to being part of a cult classic like that?
Well, you know, certainly it's, you know, everyone knows me as Dwight.
Right.
So it's kind of like I was, you know, I played 100 different roles before I ever got cast as Dwight.
Right.
And that's kind of what I'm known for. So there's a certain challenge there. But at the same time, like, it bought me a house and it's gotten me recognition and opened up a ton of doors. So I'm super grateful for it. Plus, it's one of the greatest shows ever.
Yes, that's for sure. Rainn Wilson with us. The movie is called Permanent. It's this weekend up against Star Wars. But it's a whole different movie. It's a slice of life thing from the early 80s. You're a dad. And Patricia Arquette's the mom, I take it, right?
Yes.
And our producer.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, watched the preview. And your head's shaved. You have a toupee. So okay, when we see this, does it look like a toupee or does it look like your real hair?
They walked a very fine line. It's not a bad toupee, but it's not a good toupee either. So it's right in that middle ground of like, oh, it could kind of be his hair, but it's not really his hair.
Also, want to compliment you real quickly, Rainn. We follow you on Twitter, and we're like-minded politically, and I like all the stuff you do on Twitter, so thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Rainn. Appreciate it.
Did the hair grow back?
Appreciate it. The hair grew back.
All right.
It did.
There you go. Everybody's worried about that.
No,
when everybody shaves their head, everybody's worried about it growing back.
Well, did it grow back the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, he's got a mullet now, right?
It grew back even better. I think you guys should all shave your head.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Rainn. See you, man. Appreciate it.
Good luck. Thank you.
Ain't going to happen, but Rainn. Rainn Wilson from the Office, of course. The show's called Permanent. The movie, I should say. It starts this weekend.
Well, that's the same thing that Will Forte told us when he had to shave his eyebrows for.
That's different because eyebrows sometimes don't grow back.
He said his came back, fuller
bushier,
than before.
Bushier,
yeah.
Because a lot of women will pluck their eyes. It's plucking though, and sometimes they don't grow back. I know my grandmother, who passed years ago, she basically had they were penned in. her later in life because she plucked them. I mean, they plucked them so much back in the day. 50s and 60s.
Just little thin lines.
Yeah, little thin lines anyway.
Was this the grandma of the grandma's ham salad?
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. That's it, baby.
No eyebrows and couldn't hang on to a Band-Aid.
Yeah. In the morning. It's not grandma's ham salad. It's grandma's Band-Aid salad.
Band-Aid salad. Ooh. You're the ham salad, right? Go ahead, Pete. You got some time. You got a couple minutes.
Yeah, wrapping up some of the weekends. No surprise, Baker Mayfield won the Heisman Trophy. Sixth, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, the sixth Heisman Trophy winner at Oklahoma. They're second all time. You know, Notre Dame, Ohio State, the other schools have had more, and the USC has had more, but nobody, you know, identifies Reggie Bush's.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Heisman anymore?
They vacated that one.
Doesn't matter. He still won it.
I agree.
I hate that crap.
That one doesn't count.
I hate that crap. You won it.
When we watched the Heisman Trophy presentation in 2005, that didn't happen.
That's right. Did not happen.
No.
The NCAA.
No, you never played.
When they do stuff like that, it doesn't make any sense.
You never played.
When it's non on the field performance stuff that gets stuff gone, it makes no sense.
I'm pretty sure
teams don't win games.
Yeah. I saw somebody give Reggie Bush the Heisman Trophy, so it happened. It just can't be annulled.
And he played football on the field that year and played it great.
And I believe USC won a national championship somewhere around that time.
Yep.
That was vacated.
You can't do that.
No, it never happened. No, college football is not the Catholic Church.
Nope, not at all.
We saw it.
We saw it. It happened.
We saw Reggie Bush
win
the Heisman.
Right.
We saw USC win the national championship. You can't tell us that did not happen.
And various teams win 60 or so games in football or basketball. They take away. That's not true.
Right.
You can't take away the games.
Stop vacating crap.
Nobody's buying it.
Well, sometimes it's not even the Heisman Trophy winner's fault.
No, of course it's not.
No,
it's never on the field. It's always something else, like the coach murdered somebody,
like a nice house in San Diego.
A nice house in San Diego, right? Yeah, nothing to do with it.
Like that whole 2005 or 2006, whenever they won the national championship, that entire team is being punished because somebody got caught cheating.
Yeah, they can give them back too because they even gave Penn State's wins back. They took them away because they were just pissed off that Sandusky was a rapist, which he was, rotten hell. But
That was never a recruiting edge.
And it made no sense. They eventually gave those wins back. Yeah. So why, you got to give the wins back. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
the kids playing them on the field or on the court is what matters.
The overlooking the Sandusky thing did not make that team better.
No, not at all.
A lot of people expected Mayfield's tally to be among the biggest spread all time, and it was not the highest margin, nor did he get the most first-place votes ever, and I still don't understand how Saquon Barkley only got 15 first-place votes.
He won the Big Ten Player of the Year, though, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll get more money in the draft.
Yeah, he's going to be a better NFL player.
He'll be a top-five pick.
Yeah. He'll be a top-five, and Baker Mayfield will be in the second or third round.
Right. Exactly.
Do you agree with the people touting him as the next Johnny Manziel?
Which means doesn't mean anything, because Johnny Manziel isn't playing, so I didn't get that.
Well, I mean, similar size, attitude, you know, kind of just runs around, makes plays.
Maybe he doesn't do coke. Does he do coke?
Well, I don't know.
He's kind of a jackass.
He is a total jackass. They interviewed him on NFL Sunday Morning on one of those shows, and he still has a chip in his shoulder about not being recruited. And it was just like, let it go.
He walked on at Texas Tech.
And he's still bitching. Yeah. I'm thinking, let that go, dude.
No, I think when they call him
especially on camera,
Johnny Manziel, they're not talking about his skills.
They think he's a dick.
They're talking about his potential to implode, like Johnny Manziel did. Let's hope.
Rainn Wilson, in case you missed that, go to the podcast.
Only a month till we get to see him play again.
Yeah, exactly.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.